Cause we are living in a chemical world, and I am a chemical girl. You know we are living in a chemical world, and Ken and I are just two chemical girls. Ken and I are two chemical girls.
Woohoo! This is Chemical World. Thank you so much for that play-in. That was very much right off the cusp, and you did wonderfully, and I really appreciate you doing that, because well, I told you I was going to be prepared with something else, and then I wasn't. So
that's community radio, baby. Yeah. We're ready. We're ready to make it work on the fly, and I know as a listener that whatever we come up with always works great, but welcome to a live episode of Chemical World.
Yeah, thank you, and this is Katie and Kay, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. And it is 4 o'clock.
Perfect. Yeah, it's pretty rare that we do live episodes, but we've kind of gotten into this swing of specifically doing them around fall and spring membership drive as a way to really celebrate that, even though our episode never falls during membership drive exactly. It's still our way of doing a little something special. So it is me, Mugsy Faye, and my beautiful co-host, Kenna, coming to you live from 2nd and Main in beautiful downtown Carbondale. And that was a little bit of Chemical World, but I don't know the chords to it. So there we go.
Well, and we might even have some of the theme at the end of the show, but
we'll
it's
see.
Okay.
We'll
if not, either. You all know how it goes. And it's funny because it's always... we just so happen to be able to do a live show around the membership drives, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. We want to do it, and it's like we just luck out. It's pretty cool.
But it makes sense that our technology, as far as our theme song and stuff, like we kind of shock the staff when we come in live. No one's really expecting to see us here in the studio.
Yeah.
So shout out to the amazing peeps that make it run so smoothly all the time and make it so we don't have to be here in person. But it's nice to come in here and create, and you know, part of that creation is a little chaos in the mix.
Yeah, definitely. And that's, again, like you said, community radio. Yeah, a shout out to the staff that, you know, I'm sorry, I felt like my voice was clear before we got on here, and then right when I was about to speak, I lost it. But the staff is just so amazing. And a shout out to Kelly, DJ Calendula, for she's going to be doing the public affairs.
So. Yeah, taking over, helping out. Appreciate that. And just love to see volunteers and DJs become staff and board members and, you know, just all the ways there are to get involved. So,
yeah,
it ends up timing out well. But we definitely want to talk a little bit today about fall membership drive for Katie and Kay. If you are not aware, every spring and fall, we do a huge membership drive where we have a specific goal of money to make over a 2-week period. And so our fall membership drive this year is running from September 17th to October 1st. And it truly has never been more important to donate and support community radio. So if you are a past member or donator, you're very likely getting a physical mailer from us sometime this week, asking if you would like to continue your membership or increase or change your membership in any way. And we'll be having a bunch of events throughout the community and exciting, fun shows and be talking about it, you know, not a PBS amount, but we will be talking a lot about membership drive throughout September because, if you are a regular listener, you are well aware that we here at KDNK specifically have lost $175 in community public broadcasting funding, and every local radio station across the country is experiencing a similar thing. We are lucky to have a super strong and supportive community that helps us keep the lights on, keep DJs playing music, keep people coming in, talking about their nonprofits and their events and their news. And so, you know, if you love community radio and local news and syndicated NPR and music and the events that we sponsor throughout the valley, please visit kdnk.org and click that donate button in the upper right-hand corner, or, you know, learn more, listen to shows you've missed, all that good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's easy to sign up for monthly donations on the website, or if you want to call and chat with any of the staff members, especially before the membership drive starts and they're super busy, you can set it up a different way. by calling.
And you can always just stop by the station and knock on the window or come on in and find a staff member and throw money at them. We accept that, and we do it all the ways, old school, new school, whatever it takes. But the goal for our membership drive this year will be noticeably larger than it has been in the past because of that huge discrepancy. So just a huge thanks to all our donors and the people who have already been coming out of the woodwork since that announcement of CPP funding to support. You know, I'm not joking when I say every little bit helps, because if you, I'm a firm believer in, like, well, believer is a strong word, but I like to imagine the collective hive mind, and that if I give a dollar, 10 other people might give a dollar. But if I don't give a dollar, 10 other people might not give a dollar. And so your $1 can really energetically be hundreds of dollars if everybody just makes that choice to donate a small amount. It can really go a long way. But we take major donations, too. if you want to have a beautiful gold record with your name on it here in the station, we can make that happen for the right amount as well.
Yeah, definitely. And, I lost my train of thought. But, yes, the gold records are always available. But also, if you have, like, a broke-down car, you can donate that to CARS, and that will translate into money for KD&K, and I don't know, there's just so many different ways that you can donate. Also, you know, check out with volunteering. Oh, community and connection, that's what I was gonna say, is that we always talk about here on Chemical World that the opposite of addiction is connection. And I think that that's something that because I was working here, I started working here on February 2020. So it was so amazing to see how much connection we were able to make with KD&K. And so I just, now that there is no pandemic and you can come to the station, that was something that, like, I was really excited as the membership director at the time to, like, have that become, like, the thing again, because it's always been a big part of the membership drives is people coming by, there being food, but that... That was so out the door with the – it was really funny because Gavin was like, yeah, that seems like a pretty good idea. And then within a week, it was like, no.
Yeah, no.
But
one.
Right now, yeah, come by and, like, make that community connection and see what you can, you know, learn. And
yeah, and I think we're all still kind of recovering, you know. I mean, I think there are things that happen. Yeah, that's going to – it just has changed the landscape kind of permanently. But we're still kind of coming back from that. And specifically, we are kind of trying to see where we want to go with events. And, you know, we want to do more events all over from Rifle to Aspen. But, you know, we're balling with a budget. Like, we have a very small, very committed team that's working really hard to get out there and have more community connection things and utilize the station as more of a public space. And we do quite a bit, but always, you know, trying to look at, you know, where we were pre-pandemic and kind of where we can, like, refocus our attentions and that kind of thing. I will also say that there's really cool fall membership drive t-shirts, and they say, like, KD&K member on them for members only. So if you, the only way you can get that shirt is by donating and becoming a KD&K member.
That's so
but
awesome.
Then we're reprinting some old shirts, specifically the adorable Toonie and the KD&K Crow that I believe was Raleigh Burley's design, which was pandemic era KD&K logo. So we're reprinting some shirts that will just, like, be for sale, I'm pretty sure, so anyone can buy them. But then we'll have those special member only perks, so that's really exciting. And as far as community connection, I also just wanted to put it out there, you know, KD&K board meetings are always open to the public. They're third Mondays at 5:30 here in the KD&K classroom. And our annual meeting, we are shifting a little bit this year, so that'll be happening the third Monday in November. And while all of our board meetings are open to the public, that annual meeting is, like, really encouraged open to the public, because we go over kind of a lot of things throughout the year. We have our board elections those nights. So, you know, if you're interested in becoming a KD&K board member, we are looking for interested parties for that. You can email board@kdnk.org if you're interested for more info. You know, we also have our DJ training here that I believe is still third Thursdays. You can email Cody@kdnk.org, I think, if you want to, you know, knock on the door if I'm wrong. But if you want to become a DJ.
Well, and he'll point you in the right direction.
Yeah, yeah. He'll help me. Or email me. That's fine, too. But, you know, we also have, like, events committees, tech committee, finance committee, all these committees that are also open to the public. The Community Advisory Board, which will be meeting again on the first Tuesday of October at 6 p.m. here in the Katie and Clay classroom, that we want anyone and everyone who's passionate about music, about community radio. You don't have to have any prior experience with Katie and Kay. Like, we would love to hear from you, especially if you don't know, or I don't know how you're hearing this if you don't know about us at all, but, you know, tell all your friends. We've got a lot of cool ways to get involved, and I will personally say that, like, through my volunteerism with Katie and Kay, I mean, obviously, like, it's a really cool thing to for you and I. We've been lifers here at the station. We grew up here in the station. We remember when it was at the Dinkle building, and now we get to do it together and like continue fill our friendship cup that way. But like, I have made some of the best friends through volunteering with Katie and Kay, and it's just like the coolest group of people, and it is very much like open to the public. Like, we want anyone and everyone to please come join us and have a good time while also giving back.
Yeah, and it is such, like, it's not, it doesn't feel exclusive at all. Because no matter what your thing is, you'll find somebody who's into it. You know, like, there's so many different types of music that, like, you'll find the nerd who's into the type of music that you're into. So, like, just, I don't know. It's worth it. It's totally worth it.
Yeah, and we're all, you know, music and movie and theater and art nerds here. We're all nerds here, so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on down and join the club. All right, anyway.
Yeah, well, if you're just tuning in, this is Katie and Kay. And this is Chemical World. And I'm Kenna, and I'm here with Muggsy Faye. And speaking of being able to express yourself and this, and Katie and Kay being an outlet for art in so many different ways, like, it, first of all, being a DJ, spinning music is definitely, like, that's been one of my favorite forms of artistic outlet for myself, even though it doesn't seem like that would necessarily be what it is. Anyway, speaking of which, you had a song that you wanted to share, but we wanted to also kind of just, since we were talking about what happened with the CPB funding, there's also, you know, some funding for other important causes that are being cut as well. And we don't obviously want to get too in the weeds with politics, but obviously Hierarchy's harm reduction and harm reduction in general is facing the same cuts as any organization that you might find important. So anyway, if you want to give us an update on what's happening.
Yeah, I mean, not a lot of changes truly on the federal landscape since our last conversation. I think we're all just surviving on a wing and a prayer with bated breath at this point. And, you know, one thing that I was reading before I came in was like the phrase coming from the federal administration, phasing out Narcan. And it was specifically talking about, like, because of, you know, nitazenes and xylazine and other things contaminating the opiate supply. It doesn't matter because there's still fentanyl out there. There is no opiate that's resistant to naloxone or Narcan. There are just other drugs out there that contaminate the supply, but that doesn't make naloxone any less relevant. So that's really frustrating. You know, we've heard that there have been cuts to EMT programs. You know, schools are reaching out to me saying, like, we don't know where to get Narcan. We haven't heard anything from the state. So it's just very touch and go time right now. And of course, we at Hierarchy's Harm Reduction, you know, want to continue to do everything we can to support our schools, our first responders, our public safety officers, and, you know, also our public health departments and libraries that are giving out free Narcan. And so there's a big fear that, you know, we're going to lose the ability to access that soon. But all things considered, you know, it's just that constant juggling act of work, of being in the nonprofit field. And, you know, I think we know whether it's radio or harm reduction or libraries or theaters, you know, whatever, we know that what we're giving is super important to our community. And that's, you know, we're not going to give up the fight. And it's been really cool. I'm all about collaboration. I often end up being like this linchpin person in the community and across the state that really works with everybody and tries to collaborate. And it's been really cool seeing kind of like more and more collaborations with local nonprofits spiraling in, you know, the support that we get from the Carbondale Clay Center here at Katie and Kay, and that like great, you know, marriage of nonprofits and working together at Mountain Fair, and then, you know, Hierarchy's Harm Reduction, working more with organizations like Cook Inclusive and places like that. So It's definitely, I feel like I'm like checking the news like excitedly now every morning because there's nothing coming out. And so I'm like, honestly, in whatever direction, I'm like, just tell me what's happening. But it's been honestly a little like vaguely quiet. But I wanted to kind of shift gears there. I think, though, it makes sense in that note of collaboration that that's kind of what I love to do with Hierarchies Harm Reduction and what I love to do here with Chemical World is like really just marry all of my passions and interests and do it all with my best friends. That's my dream world. And, you know, just thinking about making Chemical World a little special today for our live episode celebrating the onset of Membership Drive. I did write a new song recently and I have not posted it anywhere. I haven't shared it with anyone. I really like it, but it is a little on the sad side. So I just wanted to give my little obligatory preamble about this song. But, you know, it's also here on Chemical World, we're talking about addiction, right? We're talking about substance use. Not all substance use is necessarily addiction. But, you know, the root of addiction is mental health. And something that I was thinking about recently, and, you know, take this for what it is. But to me, drugs aren't the problem. They're the only, albeit temporary, but the only solution hundreds of thousands of people across the globe can easily access, either illegally or from doctors, to treat the symptoms of anxiety, depression, and PTSD, and so many other things. So when we're talking about substance use, you know, we're talking about often the cure for mental health issues. And of course, when we're self-medicating and drugs are unregulated, that, you know, is a slippery slope and can lead to lots of problems. But as we've seen in many other countries, like when you decriminalize and medicalize drugs, it really helps because most people who are labeled addicts or junkies or whatever terrible word you want to use to describe a fellow human being are people who very likely need medication. But they're also often poor people who then can't access the same medication that people of higher socioeconomic statuses are on legally and do not experience the same stigma, the same, you know, legal barriers, all that. So, sorry, that's a whole big thing. But my point is that, you know, it's anxiety, it's depression, it's fear, it's all of these mental health struggles. It's living under the weight of capitalism that leads us to wanting to disassociate from reality because reality is extremely hard to bear. And we do not, as a society or a culture or a species, like have better solutions. So we're working on it all the time. This song that I'm going to share with y'all is kind of sad, but I actually do think that sad music is medicine. I think all music is medicine, whether you're playing it or listening to it. But sometimes when you're really sad, a sad song is actually what helps you the most. So I don't know who needs to hear this song, but I really needed to write it. And it is very sad and it does elicit a lot of really strong emotions, but that's the beautiful thing about it. And that's what makes it so therapeutic and beautiful. So I'm really excited to share for the first time ever a little piece of this new song that I wrote called Wannabe. And for whoever needs to hear this today, this is for you. Just wanna be outside.
Okay, cool. First of all, I'm so sorry. I hope that's okay that I pulled the camera out and started videotaping you without, like, giving you any warning. I just, that was beautiful. And I'm really happy that I had the moment in the beginning to remember to pay attention to the words while I was also paying attention to the levels.
You got a lot going on over there.
And then also I was like, if the video's not the best, then that's you know, because I did want to really pay attention to the song. Because, oh, my God, that was beautiful. Because the why do people love being sad, just that first line, it's kind of like, sometimes worry that I like, I'm like, do I like being this way? Is that what the problem is? But a lot of the time I don't, for sure.
Yeah.
It's such a mixture of both. And it's like what you said, like sad music is so therapeutic. And it's like what I've been learning is like how important it is when you feel those things to like feel it and let it all move through you, which I think is probably why sad songs feel so good when you're sad, because it helps you actually move that emotion through. So
totally.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, I wrote that.
I really liked that a lot.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
I'm really
that was
excited
really
about
good.
It. And it's sad, but it's beautiful. And
no,
it feels
it was beautiful. It felt right.
Thank you.
For like this, like what's happening. Yeah, like yeah. It that was a great lead in, like a perfect.
Thank
but,
you.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, I wrote it on a day. It was a day before my birthday a few weeks ago. And I was like having a lot of anxiety and panic attacks and feeling really upset and didn't really know why or like what was going on. And, you know, there's all these theories, body trauma and whatever. But, you know, I think too, for me, it was a lot about like the way that we're conditioned to be stressed all the time or be sad all the time. And yeah, those lines about like you can't help wanting what you've always had. Like if you are used to being stressed and sad and upset all the time and seeing how we inherit that from our parents and generations before us. And, you know, but the positive is like really being a part of that shift in perspective. So, yeah, I'm really happy to share that with you. And it's weird because it's like a really slow, sad song, but I'm like so excited to share it with people because I think it's really great. But I'm being a little special in how I share it out.
Well, and that's why I thought maybe you want to just at least a little bit of footage, like for yourself or whenever you do decide to put it out there.
Yeah.
We'll all be really excited.
Yeah. Well, and that's, you know, the cat is out of the bag with that first verse. There you go. That's, you know, it's out there. And I was just kind of planning to play it live for the first time. In completion. I don't know why I was thinking this. I don't know if this is like some promotion strategy or why I care so much, but I will be playing at the hot dog party after Potato Days on October 4th. If you know, you know, or you can look on Facebook to try to find the hot dog party or email me at mugsy@highrockiesharmreduction.com. But I'm going to be playing at a little hot dog party on October 4th after Potato Days, where I will be all day tabling with free Narcan. And so I'm just holding on to Wannabe for some reason to play it like completely live for the first time at that show. And then I'll put it out online after that. So I guess cool. I'm trying to get people to come eat hot dogs with me in order to hear the whole song. But otherwise, it'll be out there soon.
I see you.
And I will say I'm working on other musical stuff for Mugsy Faye. So hoping to have some new stuff coming out.
So, yeah. Well, I mean, I think, you know, I mean, I think whatever it is that you create, it, you know, the way that you put it out is special. You know, I mean, and I keep like, you know, thinking a lot about that, like, just having that perfect balance, like you have a set date, it's coming out, you know, and like to have that anticipation makes it more fun.
Yeah, it gives me something to look forward to.
Yeah, we're 2 minutes.
So
I have a couple of things.
For sure. Sorry. No, I'm sorry. Thank you all for giving me the space to share that with you. I knew we would have a lot to naturally. It's very easy for us to fill 27 minutes. So I just wanted to make sure I talked about a couple events that are coming up between now and our next show. We at Hierarchies Harm Reduction are very, very excited to be starting services in Rifle this Saturday, September 13th. That will be from 4 to 6 p.m. and we'll be like in the upstairs little meeting room across from the like bigger community room. And we're going to be at the Rifle Library Every second Saturday for the rest of the year from 4 to 6 p.m. So you can find more information at highrockiesharmreduction.com, on our Instagram or Facebook. But we're really excited to finally be bringing services to Rifle starting this Saturday, the 13th. And then near the end of the month, as part of Membership Drive, I will be emceeing and helping out with Katie and Kay's Bingo at Beer Works. That is Wednesday, September 24th. Card sales start at 6:30. Bingo starts at 7. We generally go till about 9, so please come down to Beer Works to support community radio. And I got a lot of other cool fun stuff going on this fall, but I wanted to just make sure y'all save the date for the Zombie Pub Crawl, sponsored by High Rockies Harm Reduction. Will be happening in downtown Carbondale Friday, October 24th, starting around 7 p.m. We will also have a save the date for that out sometime this week. So check out highrockiesharmreduction.com and Facebook. Wanted to make a quick note to say that this is not a call-in show due to the sensitive nature of the topics we discuss, but you can always reach out to me at mugsy@highrockiesharmreduction.com. Hit me up if you have anything or want to talk, whatever, I'm out here. And happy belated birthday to my cousin Lisa, who was born yesterday on the 7th, because I know she listens, and I love you, Lisa.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
All right, that was it. Sorry.
Oh, no, that was perfect, actually. That gives us just enough time to say our next episode of Chemical World will air on October 13th. And that will be a happy anniversary to my sister and her husband, Steve.
We love you guys.
And yes, stay tuned for that. Please go to kdnk.org and click on the donate button, or you can listen to all other episodes of Chemical World there or wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, you don't have to be sober
to keep your community clean. Love you guys.